Could I have everyone's attention? We'll get started again, please. And we'll go with that. We'll go to the Great Basin College Foundation meeting.
Hello.
I'm going to do DRI Park after GBC. We had a request to move it forward. So with that, we'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment in ELCO?
There is no public comment in ELCO.
Thank you. Any public comment in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. How about Las Vegas? I see none. Any written or voice?
There's
no?
None.
Okay. Thank you. With that, we'll go to the annual report, and we have the former mayor of ELCO, Chris Johnson, to give the report.
You bet. Thank you. Hello to everyone. Yeah, also Great Basin College Foundation trustee. So just here to make the report for the foundation. So I have an independent audit which came through, which is what it needs to be and the status thereof. So that's good. Foundation's doing well. ELCO's doing well. It's great to be part of Great Basin College and to see the growth. So in 2021, fiscal year 21, I should say, the foundation received 328 contributions totaling $3.8 million for the benefit of GBC students in progress. Most of that was for the Winnemucca project, a nursing project, a gift from the William Pennington Foundation. And then also, too, we have some other donors that have helped with that, including Nevada Gold Mines and Pilot for the CDL program. Also, donor for the Humboldt project or Winnemucca project was Humboldt General Hospital. So scholarships are well for GBC Foundation. They have a total of $636,000 were awarded through the foundation. That's good news and great to be part of. So the assets increased at GBC Foundation by $3 million, mostly by the gift from the Pennington Foundation for the Winnemucca Health Science Project. And then obviously distributions from the Great Basin increased that $3 million in giving. We also had a good investment income that was good. And additions to the foundation endowments are $160,000. So again, contributions increased by $3.8 million from $400,000 last year, which is great news. We also have in your packet the source of where the donations came from, mostly from trust and foundations. And there's another chart there, allocation of funds, which obviously is in capital improvements. You can see that assets are growing over the last 5 years. And so right now, the project that we have in front, which we have good news, is the capital campaign for the campus, the welding shop. And so we're halfway through the targeted goal of that in pledge giving. So that's good news to have. The foundation is working also just keeping up in front of the Pahrump campus development, mainly just up to date as far as land goes. And then we're always working on strengthening the annual giving campaign. And then we're celebrating the foundation's 40 years of service to Great Basin College. So we'll increase engagement with alumni and stakeholders and keep that strategic plan in place just to stay out in front, plan for future community events, and continue to meet education needs stakeholders for the college. And so it's really been an honor to be part of the foundation for years. The very first page that you have on our report has the clock tower, which is a milestone for me because that's when I began as a trustee. And so that was a campus enhancement project some time ago, and great to be a symbol for Great Basin College Foundation. So if there's any questions, please ask. If not, thanks again, and great to make a presentation to the Board of Regents.
Thank you, Mayor Johnson. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, with that, I have a motion from Regent McAdoo.
Second.
And a second from Regent Perkins. All in favor of the report, please say aye. Anybody opposed? Okay, thank you so much, Mayor Johnson.
You're welcome. Thanks
and
again.
We'll go on to item number 3, which is information only, and it lists the officers for next calendar year. And with that, we'll go to the consent items. May I have a motion to approve the consent items?
So moved.
Thank you, Regent Perkins. The second, Regent Carter. All in favor of the consent items passing, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Thank you very much. That passes unanimously. We'll go to new business. Does anyone have any new business? Hearing none, we'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment in Elko?
There's no public comment in Elko.
Thank you. Any public comment in Reno?
None in Reno.
Okay, thank you. Any public comment in Las Vegas or written?
There's none.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your brevity. We can